Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Peites, and we will discuss the sugya of Zrizus, and Zrizus makdim al mitzvahs, not Zrizus in terms of the Mesilas Yesharim type of Zrizus, meaning Zahirus versus Zrizus. Maybe it is related to that, but we're not going to go into the Musar aspects so much, but more focused on the Gemara and the Halacha related to it. So where does this come up? The Mishnah tells us on daf Peites and Aleph, in Maseches Pesachim, if a father makes a contest for his children, he wants them to get to Yerushalayim, so he says, Omer Labanov, Harishochet es HaPesach, Ami Sheyala Mikem Harishon Yerushalayim. Whoever shechs, I'm going to shech this carbon, and whoever gets to Yerushalayim first, he's included in the carbon Pesach. Kim Sheichnes Harishon Rosh HaVerubo, once the first one gets his head and most of his body into Yerushalayim, Zacha Bechelko, he's Zoche in his Chelek, Umezake es Achivimo, and he's mezakeh his brothers with him. So the Gemara is going to ask about that. First of all, Shema Mina Yesh Breira. So it sounds like from this Mishnah, maybe we could prove the Sugya Breira, because really you have to be designated at the time of the Shechita. So how could this be that he's going to Shecht, and later on it's going to be determined which son is going to be included? Doesn't that prove Breira, that once the event happens, you could already see the roots of the future event in the past? And the Havamina is that he only appointed one of his sons, whichever one it's going to be. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, maybe that's not what the Mishnah means. Kedei lezarzon b'mitzvos ka'amar. Really, he had all of his sons in mind, and they're all included in the Karban Pesach. But he was just saying this to be mezariz them, right? He wasn't really speaking totally truthful, right? Rashi v'kula nimnu alav bein rishon bein achron. They're all really included in the Karban, and the Gemara says De Kanami, it's also a raya from the language of the Gemara. So go with him. How could the other brothers be included? If you say they're all really included originally, Shapir, then fine, you understand the Mishnah. If they wouldn't have been included, just one brother, so then Labasa de Shachin, Mikam Ismanu. Right? If it's after Shechita, how could they be appointed? Vatznan, doesn't the Mishnah say? Nimnin Umoshchin Yedea Mimenu Ashi Yishchot. Up until Shechita, so then one is allowed to pull their hands back, and they have to be appointed, and can remove themselves. So it must be that they were all originally appointed. But again, lezeruzei lezarzon b'mitzvos kamar, they can be mezariz them in mitzvah. So let's talk about the sugya of zrizus, which again came up earlier in the Masechta 85 blot ago. Right, one of the main sugyas is Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where we discussed. That's where the Gemara quotes a makar actually for zrizus, which we'll see soon. But again, zrizus is one of the yesodos of all mitzvos in general. The Chayi Adam in Simen Samaches and Klal Samaches goes through Zihirus B'mitzvos, and he goes through, we mentioned before, the Kali HaMitzvos of Rav Asher Weiss, which we'll mention in Be'ez Hashem again soon, but it comes from the Chayi Adam in Samaches. He says, Din Tanayim Shetzorach Lizor B'chol Mitzvah Mitzvah. Rules and regulations for all mitzvos. So there, number one, he has Ein Ma'aviran Ala Mitzvos. Number two, Shalotei Mitzvos Bezuyos Alav. Number three, Ein Osa Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Number four, Osik B'mitzvah Patam on a Mitzvah, and he goes through describing each one. Number five, Hidr mitzvah. Number six, Zrizin makdimin lamitzvah. Zrizus, davrshim mitzvah sabayom yaktim baboker laasoso, kedachseva yashkim avram baboker, v'chein davrshim mitzvah sabalayla yaktim betchilas alayla, v'lachein royal ispalo arvis miyad biyetzias hakochavim, v'yafilu miyam tin azai yase barov am, mikol mako mutva laasos min azrizin makdimin, which is a big sugi in the Mefarshim. Better even to do Zrizus than barov am, but this is the Chayi Adam noting the Mida. But again, this is the sugi that comes up back on Dav Dalet and on our Daf. Zrizin makdimin lemitzvahs. The Megalias Hashas, just to start off with a little vart, notes, he quotes this from the Toldos Vayechi Yosef, we say Zrizim makdimin lemitzvos and not bimitzvos. Why? Up until the time you do the mitzvah b'yazaris. Rush to do it, you need to get it done or else it's going to get lost. But bimitzvos, once you start doing the mitzvah, then take your time. Then go methodically, go carefully. My lemitzvahs and madu alomer bimitzvahs, lavdena lios zrizin beis ha'achana lemitzvahs, haynu, lefnei kiyim kol mitzvah, lo lehishtahos midai, v'ligmar osan mehera, le'uma zos, kishaboyim leguf ha'mitzvah, chayavim mo lasos lekaimah mitoch gishav adas, b'shuva v'nachas, v'lo lehichafes klal. So again, that's an important point. So again, sources in Chazal for Zrizus. So we have back on Daf Dalet, what makar, what pasuk does the Gemara quote? Back on Daf Dalet, it quotes it by Bris Mila, by Yashkim Avram Baboker. By Bris Mila, that's where Avraham Avinu got up early in the morning to be able to do the bris. But again, the pasuk in Chav, the Gemara relates it to bris milah. But if you look in Tosfos, and we're showing here quoted, that pasuk in Chav Beis Gimel was really by the Akedah. Really, by the Akedah. Vayashkim Avram Aboker, Vayachavoshes Chamoro, Vayikach Hashnein Aravito, Vayisalak Beno, Vayivaka Tzeola Vachulu. Right, so that's by that's really by Akedah Yitzchak. Rashi in Kiddushin, on Daf Chavtes explains the Gemara relating to Bris Mila, because the father says Lamulu Minalan. How do we know that a father has a chiyuv to mal his son? Vayamal Avram Yitzchak Beno. Veichad Lo Mielei Avu Amichai Besen Lemimalei. So we know Himo Yimo Kol Zachar. And we go through the Lashonos. And the Gemara says, Ashkechan Miyad, we know that he has a chiyuv to Mal for that generation, Ladoros Minalan, the Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, Kamakam Shnemar Tsav, Eino Ella Ziruz Miyad Uladoros. When it says Tsav, it means Lash Ziruz, Rashi there, Chavtes, Shehe Mahir Vizariz Bidavar. So Rashi there quotes, Zariz doesn't just mean to do it, but to do it Mahir Vizariz Bidavar, so that's already relating it to Bris Mila. If you look in the Bach in Yoma on Daf Chav Ches, the Bach quotes the Yalka, which brings up the other pasuk that Avraham Avinu got up early to daven. Got up early to daven by stone by Ashkim Avram. So that's a second amakar. If you look in the Psikta quotes a different pasuk, but they're all by Avraham Avinu because he was the Zaris. Right, the Psikta quotes from the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Vayera in Parak Yud Ches pasuk Vav. Vayomer, Avram says to Sarah, Mahari Shalos Seim Kamachsolas. Quickly, three Sa'a Kamachsolas Lushi. So that's a little chiddush. Zrizus even by Mitzvot Ben Adam Achavero. Right, that's Rizus Bay there. You might say that's just more result oriented. You don't have to worry about how, just get it done. No, even there, by Mrs. Ben Adam Lachavero. And finally, one other makar, it doesn't mention Zrizus, but it is a makar for being Makdim, and that's the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Lamed Ches, Amed Beis, where the Gemara says a person should be Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'Yeshua Ben Karcha, La'olam Yaktim Adam L'Dvar Mitzvah. A person should be Makdim L'Dvar Mitzvah and try to do a mitzvah as soon as possible. Why? Where do you see that from? Shebishvil Laila Achas, Shekadmasa B'chir L'Tzi'ira, by the Benos Lot. And the older one was with her father before the younger one, and Tosa says, L'Shem the Mitzvah Niskavnu. Right? They thought they were doing a mitzvah. They were the only one left in the world. Even though objectively it was obviously very inappropriate, but they thought they were doing a mitzvah. So because of one night earlier, Kadmasa Arba Doros Li Yisrael, so they got into the Malchus, her children of Amon got into the Malchus earlier. Oved, Yishai, David, Shlomo, V'ilut Seira, Ad Rechavam, Dechsev, V'shem Imo, Naama, Ha'amonit. So Moav was earlier. As we know from Ruth, they got an earlier. So you see, the daughter of Lot that acted earlier, she received credit. So these are some of the sources in Chazal. The level of Chiyev is a discussion in the poskim. The Achronim wonder whether this is a Din Darais or a Din Darabanan. This is Dechemed. The Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet assumes this is Darabanan. But Rav Asher Weiss, in that, what I mentioned before, the Kol HaMitzvos, notes, based on a number of sources, that it's probably not a Daraisa, not a Darabana, but like the principle that he likes to talk about often, and that is Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem, it's not a Chiyev Gomer, but Ratzon Hashem, look at the language of the Me'iri in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches. Kol Hayom Kasher Lemila, Shneim Arba Yom Hashmini, Mikol Makom, Ro'i Lizrizim, Lahakdim Babashachris. Why? Shelo Yera'eh, Kimisra Shelba, Mitzad Chemlaso Alaben. It shouldn't appear that you are being lazy about it because you want to push it off. You have Rachmanis on the son. Right, so what kind of chiv is that? You don't want to just give off this impression. You should follow the paths of Avram Avinu. Right, so that sounds like a very more general, not a chiv per se, but an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do this. The Gemara in the Me'iri in Harios on Daf Yud.
Don't delay.
If you push it off, it's reflecting that you're not focusing or having kavana meula. Ela kamisha osa derech piruk ol u mitzvah melumada. Wow. Right? If you don't do it with Zriza, so you're showing that you really rather not have to do this. If you do it quickly, that means you're excited to do this. If you don't do it, if you delay it as much as possible, so you're showing that you're not really interested in this ol, and you're doing it because you have to. Mitzvah milu madas. So that's the Meiri, both in Yuma daf chafches and the Harios on daf yud. It's an inyan. It's an inyan de araisa, even though it's not a Chiyav da'araisa. The Meiri in Shabbos, Kufla Megimel, when he talks about what's in Kufla Megimel, Hidr Mitzvah, he uses the lashon of Derech Ha'ara, Hey Ayin Reish Hey. Derech Ha'ara Amru Zekeli Behu. That also, it's not an idea of a Chiyav Derech Ha'ara, right? That's also the mystery. The Rambam never quotes the mitzvah, the idea of Hidr Mitzvah, but it could be because the same idea, Rav Asher Weiss there in that piece in the Kaliyah Mitzvahs and Siman Zayin, connects Hidr Mitzvah and Zrizim Akdim al Mitzvahs. That Chayadam has them one after the other. Right, number 5 is Hidr Mitzvah, number 6 is Rizus. So he explains, V'nira, the Menachas Asher, together Meshutaf L'Shnei Yanim. The Shneyam Ofanim Shonim Shal Chibuv Mitzvah. V'yesh Lohem Smach Mida Oraisa. Abol Einam Chova Kishar Mitzvahs Da Oraisa Udurabanan. It's a Smach, Avram Avinu, but it's not in the same realm as a Chiyav per se. There are similar dinim that we have to Hidr Mitzvah, which, again, the Menachas Asher notes, both in his Sefer Kalei Mitzvahs and his Sefer Ambrosius, that sometimes Rishonim use them interchangeably. But if you look in Chazal specifically, it seems like they are used in different ways. Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs is one, like we have here. Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs means when there's a focus on a Maisa HaMitzvah. To do the Maisa HaMitzvah, do it at the earliest possible time. Right? Bris Milah, do it at the earliest possible time. Tefillin. Right, davening, right, shofar, right, those are all Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs. Why don't we find Zrizus by Kiddushin, getting married in the morning, Chalitza, Shchita? You don't find that because those are more result-oriented. It could be if it's totally the result we mentioned before. A little difficult by Mitzvahs B'Nadim HaChavera. We have it in the Psikta by Gemilas Chesed, but in Chazal and Shas, you don't really find it by, and in the examples, you don't find it by mitzvahs that have to do with the result. Maisa mitzvah, right, and that's where Zrizus comes in. That's number one, Zrizus Magdil mitzvahs. Then we have another principle in Yevamis, Shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. Right, the Mishnah tells us in Yevamis on Dav Lamed Tes that mitzvah begadol liyabim. It's a mitzvah for the oldest brother to do Yibam, right? That's the only example of that Enam Mikriyasim De Pshuta. That's the Gemara in Yevamis earlier. But mitzvah begadol liyabim. Lo ratza, and if he didn't want to, mahalchen al kol ha'achin, you go to the other brothers. Lo ratzu, if none of the brothers want to do Yibam, chozun eitzel gadol, you go back to the oldest one. Vomrim lo alecha mitzvah. O chalotz, o yabim. It's your mitzvah. So either do chalitza or do yibim. It's up to you. Tala bekatan ad sheyagdil. What happens if there's a child, a tala bekatan, if you're waiting for the katan to get older, right? Although the older brothers, they don't want to do yibim. So should we wait for the katan to get older and ask if he wants to do yibim? O begadol ad sheyavol medina sayam. Or there's an older brother, but he is in medina sayam and you're waiting. O cheresh oshote ein shomen lo. You don't wait. You don't delay. Ela omrim lo. You say, tell the brother that's there. O lecha mitzvah. O chalotz. O yabim. You do it. You don't push it off. Why don't you push it off? Says the Gemara right on the bottom. Ela kol shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. Right. We don't delay the mitzvah. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. That's one example. Or we have it also later on Daf Mem Zayin in the sugyas of Geirus. Mem Zayin Amabez here in Yevamos. The Gemara says that we let the ger know exactly what isn't involved in the gerus, and we try not to, we try to convince him to not accept. But the Gemara goes through. You tell him mitzvos mitzvos kalos v'chamuros lekat shechan beya onshad shel mitzvos. You know, yesterday if you did this, you're not going to get an onesh. Today if you do it, you're going to get an onesh. Go through all of the halachas, and then the Gemara says. Kibel malan oso miyad. Once he's makabel and he's done, he accepts it, then malan oso miyad, so then you give him ila right away. My taima. Why do you, it sounds like you rush. Why? My taima, shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. Again, shihuye mitzvah, don't delay. So what's the connection? That's where it appears, not waiting for the brother by yibum or chalitza and also by the ger. So it seems that this is about, not about a maisa mitzvah, do it as quickly as possible, but whenever there is a chashash of something not taking place, if you delay, and the whole thing might fall away, so then you should do it right away. Yibum chalitza, you don't know what's going to be. You don't know what's going to be in the future. You know, just do it now. The ger, maybe he's going to retract. Right now, he accepted fully. So do it right away if you think it might not happen, right? This is what the Trumas Hadashin also discusses, again, quoted by many later poskim, the Trumas Hadashin in Simen Lamed Hey, this is the sugya of Kiddush Levana. So do you do Kiddush Levana at the earliest possible time, or wait because of maybe Hidr Mitzvah, right? You could be in your Shabbos clothes to wait for Motzi Shabbos. Maybe you could have more people, Barov Am, right? This is a major sugya which we're not going to focus on when you have Zrizus that comes in contrast with other issues. But says the Shumas Hadashin, let's just do this one. Haro Levana b'chidusha b'meichol. V'yomer namtin levarech al chidusha al Motzi Shabbos. Yafeh Mosin alo. Tshuva, yira the yesh l'chalik b'davar. It depends. Hecha de la Motzi Shabbos haba b'karov. Eino lelos harbi b'chodesh. If the Motzi Shabbos is not going to be so far into the month, you can have a lot of days afterwards also, so it's not so risky. Kagon zayin oches b'chodesh. Shafilum ye me'unan b'motzi Shabbos. Even if it would be cloudy, obeys o gimel o dal lelos achra b'dayin yishman l'varechat sof lel tesvav. Kai gabna yofa l'hamten on Motzi Shabbos. Then you can wait, right? Because after all, that's what he quotes from the Arza Ruah. Ein mevarchan ala yareach ala b'motzi Shabbos, k'shem mevusamim u'bekelim naim. Right, and you have beautiful clothes on. But, avalam leo motzi Shabbos haba, yei leilos harbe b'chodesh, k'on shim yei yom unan bo, obeiz ogim lo dalad, yavar zman abracha. Don't take the chance. K'hai gavna in lahavdan motzi Shabbos. D'kol eicha d'roi hulu his tapik sh'tavar ha-mitzvah, ein mashinosa. Right, anytime you're nervous that the mitzvah might be lost to you if you don't do it now, don't delay. Afilu kedei la'asos yosar ha'mufchar. Even to do it in a more mufchar way, don't delay. V'araya mehod garcina beperak acholeis yivam eslamites. Right, he quotes our Gemara. This Gemara in Yivam eslamites, he quotes that shihuye mitzvah lo mashinon. The dafka broilis tapek shetavar mitzvah oz lo mashinon le. Avol b'shein roilis tapek lo. And then he quotes, if there's no chashash and he's on his way, then you might wait. But if there's any chashash that it might be lost, so then you delay it. That's the Trumas Hadashin. That's also the famous discussion in the Berhetev quotes in Simon Sadi about the Radvaz and the Chacham Svi. If you can get out of jail one day, do you go by today? Do you go by Rosh Hashanah? Do you go by Yom Kippur? Do you go by Purim? The whole discussion that he has there. And the Radvaz says, you go by today. You go today. Shuhiyeh mitzvah lo mashinon. Right? You go right today. Right? The Ravaz and the Chelakal. V'simin yugimol. Lo yachmetz ha-mitzvah. V'tekef yispalel ba'asara. Go daven with minyan right away. Okay? So that's about long-term, short-term view of mitzvahs also. That's number two. Shuhiyeh mitzvah lo mashinon. Number three. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Right? This is the Gemara that we just had earlier. Back on daf. The Gemara said there that hector chalav mevarim. If I bring a karban, I know I can burn the fats in the limbs all night. But what if it's a carbon of Shabbos? Let's say the carbon tamid. So you're allowed to burn the avarim and the bedarim on Shabbos. What do you mean on Shabbos? Why just wait till tonight? Right? You're doing a malacha by burning it on Shabbos. Why can't you just wait till tonight? Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon, Bo re'e kama chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. See how beloved is a mitzvah in its proper time. Shari hefter chalavim ve'evarim upidarim k'shirim kalalayla. Really, the burning of the fats and the limbs, right? Really, you could do the whole night. Ve'im amtina le'machetech shachem. We don't wait. So therefore, you see, it must be chaviva mitzvah. It's a beloved to do a mitzvah in its proper time, even to be docha Shabbos. So what is this? So it sounds like chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is used when there's an ikker time to do a mitzvah and a zman, that's kein tashlumin time to do a mitzvah. Better to do it in the ikker time. That's b'shaita. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Right? The night is just tashlumin. Right? The Avnei Nezer says this b'feirish. In the Tshuva, in Arachayim, in Simon's Chav Gimel, he says b'feirish, that the hector chalam evarim, really, it's the day, just like the rest of the avoda. All avoda is during the day. So too, haktara. V'yavta hector kasher kol alayla, says the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer, what did I say? Avnei Nezer, Arachayim, Simon Chav Gimel. Hainu, hector kasher kol alayla, hainu she'in ha'ivarim nifsalim. It means they varm don't become nifsal. Avam mikol makom chiyuv gomer latirim bayom, but the chiyuv is to be marked to them by day. Toksiv zakevas achata seva boker v'zakev hashini bein ho arbayim v'hai taase koi gam a haktara. The taase goes on the haktara too. Shari biyoma de ivarim nomar bohem boker echad mikol makom hoel ve'eno chova sibur ba'atzmusam sheyaktiram tamid bayom. But because the chova sibur isn't really chalun it totally shaharei. Im nevdu ein chayavim achri yusam, rachovas ha'ivarim. It's the chov to burn the ivarim, not a chov of the tzibur, because if they're lost, they're not ma'akev. So that's why you can push it off, and if you didn't get to do it, then you can do it later. But the real ikr time is the daytime. That's chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Right? That's also, if you look in the Gilyon Marsha. If you look in the Gilyon Marsha, in Yerodea, in Simin Reish Samach, in the book at the beginning of Hilchas Mila, the first Simin in Hilchas Mila, Simin Reish Samach, Mitzvas Aseh La'av La'mulas Beno, V'gdola Mitzvazum Yishar Mitzvas Aseh. Right, that's the whole Simin. One sif, one line. Mitzvah aseh for the father of the son, and this mitzvah is greater than other mitzvahs aseh. The shach, l'fishi ish patzat kares, kishi yagdil, v'lo yamo k'debesimin achar zeh. If you look on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, right, Gilyon Marsha, so first he quotes, right, Shlomo Eger, right, number one, mitzvah aseh la'av, and then v'lo l'chavei la'acher m'yachol la'mulo ba'atzmo, right, that's the discussion of the shach in Choshe Mishpat, quotes that from the Arzarua in his mind, and the Ksos agrees with that, but we send many other Achronim argue on that, right? Then the Ramah. But the second piece, Lamul Espino, Echa Lamul Bezmano, Echa Lamul Shlo Bezmano. Right? If you have two babies, one today is day 8, one today is day 10, which baby do you do first? Says the Gilyon Marsha in the name of Elio, you do the one that is Bizmano first. Why? Chaviv Mitzvah Bishaita. The Shlo Bezmano is Tashlumin. That's not the Iker Mitzvah, right? Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, he quotes, Miyum Kvar Hevi Zeh Shemilaso Shlo Bezmano. If the first baby that they bring to you is the Mila Shlo Bezmano, then Eimam Tina Shiyaviyu Hasheni. You don't wait, right? Because one mitzvah is in front of you now, so you wouldn't delay that one. But again, that's another example of Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. And then finally, the fourth principle is Eimam Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, right? Which has many different parts to it in terms of time, in terms of Chafatzim. But again, Mefarshim sometimes use these principles interchangeably. There's a lot of lumdus of Zrizus, maybe we'll get to it another time, and that is, does Zrizus integrate into the mitzvah itself? Does it make it a qualitatively different type of mitzvah, or it's more of a din klali, right? A prince sugya that you have in Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvahs, in Lifne Iver, in Chatzi Shir, in other sugyas that come up, Chinuch, right? All of these, how do you look at it, klali prati? But again, there are rayas, lakan, relating to this as well. Okay, we will stop here.